This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The number of dead in the U.S. from the coronavirus will likely hit 100,000 in the next few days. The medical expert coordinating the White House response to the virus is worrying aloud about the big crowds that turned out over the Memorial Day weekend at beaches and other gathering spots across the country.
There's asymptomatic spread, and that means that people are spreading the virus unknowingly.
Dr. Deborah Birx tells ABC's This Week.
So you don't know who's infected, and so we really want to be clear all the time that social distancing is absolutely critical.
As for the possibility that a second wave of infections in the fall could prompt another round of shutdowns, Birx says the government is trying to learn how to reopen safely.
You know, we act like we've actually done this before. And besides 1918 and 1919, we've not ever closed parts of America.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The White House is announcing a ban on travel to the U.S. from Brazil because of the virus. The ban affects foreigners who've recently been in Brazil. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien.
Not because we don't love the Brazilian people and we don't want to help them and they're not a close ally, but just to protect the American people during this crisis.
President Trump will lay a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier at Arlington National Cemetery on this Memorial Day. Then he goes to Baltimore to speak at the Fort McHenry National Monument, where the Star-Spangled Banner was written. But Baltimore's mayor says the president's setting a bad example at a time when Americans are being told to limit travel. The faithful gathered at the Vatican yesterday in St. Peter's Square for the first time in months for the traditional papal blessing, but they kept their distance from each other. Pope Francis waved from inside the Vatican Library. Pope Francis prayed for the Catholic faithful in China. China is where the virus originated. This is AP News. On this Memorial Day, a grieving son in New York City is paying his respects to his mother, who died from the coronavirus.
Rodwell Nobrega is at Cypress Hill Cemetery in Brooklyn visiting his mother's grave for the first time since she died just before Mother's Day.
I miss her so much. I imagine seeing her in front of my face.
Rosamund Nobrega had just turned 83 in March, and her son expected her to live much longer.
Our side of the family have a longevity, you know, because my grandmother, she lived until 98. So I thought my mother had like maybe 5 or 6 or 7 good years left in her.
He was even planning another Christmas vacation for them before COVID took her.
Unfortunately, we won't be spending this Christmas home.
Julie Walker, New York.
The Department of Veterans Affairs says the virus has killed more than 1,000 veterans. That doesn't include hundreds more who've died in state-run veterans homes. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.